Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
No water anywhere. Still, we are marooned. Stranded in Barovia, mists around us like prison bars, Strahd our jailer. We must escape. We must kill. Strahd must die.
What the devil is happening?
I put my hand on his face. Mondo Defender, I say. It's like a wheat defender, but way worse.
The Mondo Defender, mm-hmm. the Greater Scarecrow, leans down so that you can see in the vestibule its face. Okay. And then, you hear the screams of the damned. One of its arms slams down onto Tarpos. It hits Tarpos.
Cool.
Somehow, shockingly.
Cool.
Tarpos takes 11 points of damage.
Fuck. Okay.
It's a big...
And needs to make a strength saving throw.
It's a... I don't know. She's getting grappled.
Tarpos passes her strength saving throw. It brings another...
On.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's another hit. Tarpos takes another 8 points of damage.
Okay.
She needs to make another strength saving throw. All right. The Greater Scarecrow drags both of its giant straw and corpse arms, slams them down onto Tarpos.
Good.
And then as it lifts them back up, Tarpos is not there. You see a struggling figure in one of its mitts.
No!
Gorob and Lushan call out. Highs or lows?
Highs. Oh, come on, dude.
Lightning strikes the Greater Scarecrow.
No. It could have been prone for this, you son of a bitch.
Fuck, you're funny, dude. The Scarecrow recovers 9 hit points.
Okay.
So, he's got hit by lightning.
Yeah!
What? Okay.
Tarpos takes 9 points of damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Struck by lightning. All right. Heck, it's your turn.
All right. I will attack twice.
You move out into the Razor Hail.
Yeah.
You take 1 point of cold damage, 1 point of bludgeoning damage.
Excellent news. And I will play extra walloping.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
If I hit, it's critical.
And how much damage do you do in this cunt again?
Here we go.
I'm going to need the breakdown of the different damage types as well.
Okay. Okay, first hit, 1d6, plus 6.
Plus 6.
Now, I will burn a spell slot, because it's a critical.
Oh, well, I was going to do the regular one first, if that's okay with you.
Oh, we'll do the regular one first. Don't worry, then.
Do you want to put any spice on this?
No.
All right, so it's a d6 plus 6?
Plus 4 to damage roll, which is from the Hexblade.
Okay, so that's 16.
Nice.
Now, this is a magical weapon. Right, yep, yeah, that's fine. That's just regular damage.
That's just, That's sweet, the special sauce, baby.
That's some All right, so this is the one. This is a critical hit.
It's a critical hit.
All right, so it's 10 plus a d6 plus 3d8. Any other special sauce?
I think that's it. All I can do.
Between the shoulders, maximum damage.
Oh, so, boy.
You're not actually rolling, you just get the max.
Wazza.
So, 40 points of damage.
Oh, my God. You fucked it up.
While it's bending down, screaming at you, you stab it in between its shoulders, wrenching the spear around and tearing it out. Pip.
All right, I'm going to plug it twice with the deforming arrows. And I'll make it a precise shot, too. Why not?
All right, that's a hit. And a hit.
Nice.
Your crossbow is not magical, is it?
No, tragically not. Mm. I'm really trying to deform it, you know what I mean?
Oh, right, yes. That's damage. That's what I'm
hoping that compensates.
You do damage, but it's only, you can see your alchemical ability is the only thing allowing you to do damage. You deal 14 points of damage.
All right, I'll take it. That'll do me.
That's something.
And it's bloodied.
Hey.
All right,
you
rock
can
and
see
roll.
It's beginning to lose cohesion. It's Tarpos's turn. Oh, she tries to extract herself and fails. It's Piran's turn. He ka-twang fires another arrow. This one's going to hit. Piran deals 10, 25 points of damage.
Nice.
Okay. What did we want that crow to do, if anything?
The crow is meant to distract it. I don't know where the crow is.
Crow's been left inside.
God damn it.
All right. And, oh, Tarpos takes... Oh, no, Tarpos is undercover. It's Gorobin Lushan's turn. Gorobin Lushan take 1 point of bludgeoning and 1 point of cold.
My lady, let us save you!
Two hits.
Nice.
Hey, the power of love.
Power of love. It compels them.
It is the Greater Scarecrow's turn.
What's it going to do?
No, it's clever. Odds or evens?
Odds.
The Greater Scarecrow. You hear Tarpos' screams begin to get faint.
Uh-oh. What the fuck?
It's consuming her.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Turn into a bear.
Turn into a fucking, yeah. Come on, man. Become a snake.
You see, as Tarpos is added to the corpses in the Greater Scarecrow.
Does she look dead?
She doesn't. She's struggling. Okay. She doesn't look dead, but she's clearly in pain. She takes 10 points of damage.
Okay.
Every turn, she's going to take another 10 points of damage, and the Scarecrow gets to do that for free now.
Oh, God.
Okay. She is visible, though. Yeah. You could try and help her
Pull
out.
Pull her out. Yeah.
Then... the Scarecrow attacks Gorobin Lushan. Okay. No, it attacks you. Yes. Lucky. 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 Voided warranty.
Oh, what does that do? What does that do?
A magic item in your possession explodes.
Oh, my God.
What magical? Oh, you're the breastplate. A piece of razor hail, Hector, strikes the breastplate.
Fuck.
It flares and then explodes.
Okay.
You take 4 points of damage.
Oof. Is that destroyed now?
It's not destroyed. It continues to work normally. It was just a magical flare.
Okay. I was like, wow. Cool.
That would have been fucked if it destroyed the magic.
No more armor class. Cool. Good stuff.
And then highs or lows?
Let's go with lows.
Lows?
Yeah.
You mean highs?
No. I meant lows.
You are so close to killing it. Are you sure you mean lows, Samet?
Yeah, I guess I am.
He said lows.
Fuck.
I'll make this better.
No, it's fine. No lightning. Your turn.
Fixed his riddle.
Yeah, you did. I was trying to trick you.
If I would,
did you really only just get that?
I was
when you were
world.
Like so certain you were you were when yeah. you were so certain that it was no. I was like, can they see the dice?
if we fell, say this scarecrow, this sorry, this Mondo
defender,
yeah,
while Tarpos is being consumed.
You don't.
We did. Do I grab her or do I hit it?
I don't know either, yeah.
Yeah, you're not really sure.
I don't know. If you can grab her easy, do that. If you can hit it easy, do
can
that.
Can I get in range of her to pull her out?
Yeah. You're basically in range now.
All right. Yep, I grab her. I grab her and yank her out.
Oh, damn.
Nothing?
Yeah, unfortunately she won't budge. It right. makes it sound like it's her fault.
Come on, Tarpos. Get out of there.
Comfortable. Then it is Pip, your turn.
I'll fire two more arrows.
You get a crit.
And nice.
Then a miss, unfortunately.
Oh, hey, I'll take a crit.
Oh, poke in the belly, double damage.
Fuck yeah.
While your second shot goes awry, your first shot hits it straight in its face. And you can see the deforming magic is curling its face inwards. Mm. A few corpses fall out and hit the ground.
Like it just ate a big sour lemon.
Yeah. It is Tarpos's turn. She fails to extract herself.
Oh, God.
It's Piran's turn. An arrow flying from the tent hits right where you've struck it with the deformian eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Hitting that deforming magic aura. You see the aura flare, and then the scarecrow, as if it were just made of straw and corpses, falls apart.
Oh, thank God.
I am grabbing Tarpos.
You drag her out. She scurries to her feet. And Hector, you take, unfortunately, another point of cold and another point of bashing.
But I also gain 8 health from it dying.
Yes. So, hey, that's pretty good.
Just like, suck up them fumes.
Suck up its soul as it goes to scarecrow heaven.
Mm. Tarpos takes another point of cold and bashing. Gorb and Lushan take another point of cold and bashing. But then you're inside the tent.
Is the crow inside the tent?
Yeah, the crow never left.
Hey, we didn't need you, I guess. Does Pop the Chicken, Pop the Cockatrice like the crow? They bird
Shit,
friends?
I hadn't thought of that. You come back and the crow is dead.
Oh.
Pop the Chicken has grabbed it by the neck, shook it, and killed it.
Is it eating it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, at least it's eating it.
Oh, that was something. What do you usually feed that one?
He normally fends for himself.
Starting to make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Sorry, Tarpos.
Tarpos shrugs. Cycle of life.
Okay.
Crow lives, eat by cockatrice. There seems to be an on-purpose bit of humor to that, perhaps.
Crow fly, crow live, crow land, eat by cockatrice.
Tarpos, get crow, say, need help. Crow left alone with pop, kill crow.
Sort of inevitable, yeah. Mm.
All things equal.
At inevitable, I just look at Pip.
Anyway, I'll start stepping down toward the scarecrow.
Because of the results of your Formian eye, unfortunately, there is no magical or alchemical ingredients to collect.
It's just a bunch of cloth.
Is it still like raining hard with razor hail?
Yes.
Maybe we don't. Harvest.
Yeah. Maybe I'll step back inside.
On the bright side, one of the many corpses that makes up the giant scarecrow shifts.
Yeah.
And when it does so, like a slot machine. Like a slot machine paying out 100 gold pieces, 900 silver pieces, and 1,000 copper pieces fall out of the scarecrow.
This scarecrow's paying out.
I'm on a hot streak.
Yeah, give me another one.
Let it ride.
That's funny as well, because we're all too scared to go out in the razor hail. We're just watching.
It's just razor hail hitting there like, damn, there's a lot of dead bodies. One just like flops out and just spews gold.
That one was full of gold.
Okay, well, I guess point to that gold and Piran, I guess there's more gold for the destabilization? In the morning?
We'll collect that tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's head back inside and we'll just wait out the rest of the razor hail, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Wait out the rest of the razor hail. I'll try and do my best during the night. Yeah, keep comforting Iris as much as one can.
Yeah.
As much as one can for a girl who's half a hag?
Yeah, she's hagged up, certainly.
Only partially hagged.
Partially.
How's everyone looking? Awesome?
Oh, yeah.
No. Okay. Gorob and Lushan are at a hot 31 out of 107. Piran is 53 out of 57, so
good for
he's
him.
Doing pretty well. Tarpos has hit an all-time low of 17 out of 75, so...
Woof.
Yeah, not doing well. So...
Let's just have a...
Yeah. A short rest.
Oh,
an
8 nice.
Hour short rest. So... As you bed down in the tent for the night, trying your darndest to attuned to magical items.
Pants.
Oh, yeah.
Pants. Yeah.
Attuned to those pants.
Yeah. Really trying, start vibing with them.
Yeah. God damn.
Trying to enjoy what meager food you... Do you have any strawberries left?
No, I think they've become sort of a mush. And some, but we turned some into tea, so maybe I'll make strawberry tea for everybody so everybody can be warm
tea,
while they sleep.
Jam, that kind of stuff. Whatever kind of... Wait, there's no... just tea.
We got no bread, so...
Far from you, but also close to you. Somehow, both at the same time, intermingled with all of reality, the grand machine of fate continues continues to turn. Three threads tonight begin to become taut. One thread, Marquillet's, another, Woken Keenings, and the third, Yender Brightmoons. Far from you, in the town of Valakai. Yender, Marquillet, Keening, and Casimir Velokov, the leader of the Dusk Elves, if you'll recall, sit around a table. The air between them is filled with pipe smoke and foul language. Keening's name still carries some weight with the Dusk Elves, and Yender has been a kind face around the encampment. These two things are the only reasons that Casimir is even entertaining the notions currently being given to him.
The Order of the Feather has only ever been an enemy to Strahd, Keening implores. Irwin has been, despite the danger, a friend to your people. And if the Burgomaster breaks him, the ravens will be crushed.
The Order of the Feather does little but sit and watch. Yender speaks kindly. They watch and do all they can.
All they can? Casimir continues. Where was our warning when the devil and his minions descended upon us? Where were the ravens as my people's future?
Casimir's voice breaks.
Where were the ravens as my people lost their future?
Casimir stares at Yenda as if trying to bore a hole right through her.
My people will die out. I think it only fair we have company.
The strands of fate become taut so very tight, ready to spring or snap. Keening explodes out of the hovel.
What are you thinking, Woken?
Yenda trails behind, ever the voice of caution. Keening wheels around to her and sees Marquillet following behind, a set expression on his face.
I'm fixing to do the only thing left for all desperate men. What I can.
Marquillet stares at the giant snow globe that Valakai has become.
I can help.
Keening hesitates.
The last time you followed me into battle, I didn't regret it. Marquillet finishes.
Yenda looks at the two men, worry furrowing her brow.
I don't think I'm going to be able to trick another gate open. Not with, she gestures at Valakai, not with him awake. Penia isn't strong enough.
It's all right, Keening says with a wiry smile. I've got a plan.
Better be a good one, Marquillet speaks with grim determination. Because if I disobey Casimir and get myself killed, he'll be furious.
Oh, it's a good one, all right. I plan, we're going to blast our way in, and we're going to blast our way out.
God, he's cool.
The strands of fate become ever, ever, ever so tight. For a brief moment, it looks like they're about to snap, but then two of the three strands relax. Marquillet and Keening, no longer under tension, their fate relaxes, but Yender's remains razor tight. Yender lies low to the ground, barely daring to breathe. The East Gate is the most direct exit from the Burgomaster's manor. Yender cannot help while they're in there, but she can at least heal them from whatever state they leave in. Slowly, the gates creak open. Not enough for normal business and not enough for an escape, but just enough for a shadow to slip through. At first, Yender's heart skips a beat, and she thinks it's the party, perhaps, or maybe just Irwin on his own. But instead, the shadow resolves into Lady Watcher and a few guards. Looking over her shoulder cautiously, they move, trying to be unnoticed.
Gnomes and Penia,
Yender curses under her breath. Does she wait for the others or pursue this new lead?
Flame and Sons!
Yender curses again and moves to follow Lady Watcher. Yender's strand of fate stretches to the breaking point, and the little strands that make it up begin breaking. Yenda's fate is soon to be sealed. Staying as close as she dares, she pushes through the brambles and trees until she sees Lady Watcher stop. This is the place, whatever this place is. A quiet stretch of road in between Valakai and Castle Ravenloft. Yenda tries and fails not to notice the looming presence of the castle. The silence is so thick it could be cut with a knife, but as it turns out, a galloping horse will also do. Yenda crouches even lower to the dirt, willing herself into the earth as far as it will let her, and she sees it. They pull up short of Lady Watcher and the rider dismounts. The rider has strong, orcish hands, and they pull back a hood to reveal a Gogash. His face as it was in life, yet somehow completely different. Cruelty has twisted his features, and no light or spark plays behind his eyes. Yenda did not know this.
Oh.
This is news to her.
Oh, no.
She nearly screams. Unfortunately, the noise she does make is loud enough to be heard by the conspirators. They look in her direction. Yenda runs as fast as her feet will carry her. She can hear them behind her, also on foot and closing. Chest heaving, lungs on fire. She can see the walls of Valakai, then flack! Yenda is knocked off her feet. It feels as if she has been struck by a boulder, but smaller, hand-sized. Dizzy from the blow, Yenda stares up into the emotionless face of a Gogash. Yenda's strand of fate, twang, snaps. Her fate is sealed. Why run? You are not faster than me, a Gogash explains simply. You aren't even faster than them. He gestures to Lady Watcher and her guard. Yenda is in trouble. No, she is beyond trouble at this point. She can feel her heart pounding in her chest as if trying to tear its way out. Yenda looks to the guards. She's surrounded, surrounded and alone. No one, Yenda thinks. Not alone, though. Not yet, actually. As quickly as she can, Yenda's hand darts for her holy symbol. An aura begins, but a Gogash is quicker. Yenda screams in pain as a Gogash's hand wraps around her hand, which is in turn wrapped around her holy symbol. A Gogash squeezes, and Yenda feels the sun medallion pierce her skin, tearing through flesh and bone. A Gogash lifts Yenda, still screaming, into the air. This was how it was always going to go, Yenda. You simply aren't strong enough. A Gogash's other hand finds Yenda's throat, and her screaming stops to be replaced by the sounds of gagging. But this is kinder, no? The flame snuffed out before its time is less sad than the flame left to slowly burn out on its own. The edges of Yenda's vision begin to fade, and all she can see is a Gogash's cruel face. She chooses this to not be the last thing she sees, and instead she closes her eyes and imagines. She thinks of her reliquary and prays that Hector will keep it safe. She thinks of Valakai and prays for the safety of all the innocent souls who dwell within. Finally, Yenda Brightmoon thinks of the family she left behind and imagines the life that could have been. A Gogash jerks her neck once, forcefully, and with a snap, Yenda dies.
Okay.
Hector, you awake the next morning, tears streaming down your face. You don't know why, but something awful has happened.
Still look outside. Is it still, like, just razor hail, or is it like, can I see anything? Are we at a point where, like, you know, in the distance we can see like Valakai in a bubble flaming on fire?
You consider this omen today the day that the sun refused to shine. Even through the heavy cloud cover, you can tell that the sun is dimmer today.
Something is
rain
wrong.
Is coming down, but it's not razor hail and it's not snow. The water is cold, but it's warm enough to wash away the ice.
Okay.
You will be wet, but it is safe to travel again. Well, as safe as it ever is in Barovia.
For sure.
But looking out, Hector, it doesn't feel like rain. It feels like tears from above.
Something's wrong. Wrong.
Maybe I'm getting, you know, putting my pack on.
Sure.
Wrong how?
I don't know. It's like hope is gone.
I bite my tongue. I swallow a duh.
No, not the whole. It's like if there was the shred, the well, the when there is a sliver, there's no more sliver.
Of hope?
Of something.
Can I go up to Hector and, like, check him, like, medically? Like, Pip's like, it's so possible for someone to get possessed or anything like that. I'm just checking that this is not what's going
on. There's like a million hopelessness diseases that run around.
Sort of slightly concerned about like spreading your eye, looking in, looking for anything, any milkiness or any problems.
Medically, there does not seem to be anything wrong with Hector.
Do I know what I understand? I'm upset. There's this feeling of loss. What does Hector know right now that this either could be? Like, I know there was that connection to Orion that just went away, and that was like a thing that I felt. There's this, which is, because usually it's like, you know, you get like either a dream or a vision or something along those lines. This is just a feeling of emptiness, sadness, loss,
a tragedy. Yeah, you feel profound sadness and loss. All you know is that you have like a gut feeling something awful has happened.
Is there a feeling of redistribution?
What
of
do you
Pania's
mean?
Powers?
Mm. Oh, I see what you mean. Probably that wouldn't be how you would perceive it. Or that's not really how the magic you feel it. That's not how
you feel it.
So something awful has happened.
Do you know where? Is this a prophetic? Do you have a dream?
It's more of a feeling. It's like when, you know, when you enter a room and you just know that there is something off.
Yeah. That's okay. I have a brief moment looking around our party and being like, we're just the worst emotional support team right now. Somehow you got all of the fucked up emotionally people in this team. Nobody's really prepared to help you with this.
Tarpos probably has left for the morning. She does something, not every morning, but some mornings she just leaves and comes back eventually. Sure. She's gone this morning. Gorob and Lushan are still asleep. Piran is awake and looking at you, Hector, but he's got kind of maybe the expression that you started with, Pip, where you can see that Piran is thinking that you are sick.
Yeah.
Rat, he says to you, Pip.
Yeah, I'll take a drumstick.
Teeny tiny little drumstick.
Grabbing the spear, like with can I try and channel it to feel like the magic of that, if it's still there, if it's still present,
you're channeling Pania right now, yeah?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's the
channel
magic, but it is, it's the spear of Pania.
When you channel Pania through you, you always feel Pania's light and love, but there's now perhaps the feeling of sadness increases, I would say. You definitely notice that there is now mixed in with the light and love, there is a depth of sadness. And perhaps, in addition to your own crying, you feel an internal crying.
Okay. It's maybe like I'll start, it's like muttering a prayer to Pania and like with like just include either under my breath. So I don't know if you will hear this.
Yeah.
But there's something on the lines of like, you've saved me so often. And where are you? I want to save you. How can I save you? Can I help you?
You and Kieran, I assume,
looking at each other, being like, do you want to?
Just like,
do I want to?
Just holding like this.
Do you know channeling... if I touch him, it makes me feel uncomfortable?
That me too.
Holy energy.
No, it's like a burning.
Oh, mine's not quite like that. Maybe I'll put a really awkward hand on your back. There, Hector.
Piran, looking at you, trying to assist, does like a, like how you, gestures in the air, rubbing someone's back.
I do the same. I'm sure it's going to be all right.
Everything, I mean, what could possibly,
Is it a problem with Pania?
Do you feel like you? Does it feel like a cold or like you might vomit?
I don't think he's sick. He's sad.
Oh, okay.
You got the worst team for this, dude.
Something.
What
has...
did you eat last night?
He's not sick.
Rat.
Oh, right.
We're all eating rats.
Yes, yes.
You feel fine?
No, some.
Well, you wait. Did you have the tea last night?
Yes.
I didn't have the tea.
I had the tea.
You had the tea, but you're dragonborn. It might be a different.
No, it. Something has changed.
With Penia?
With everything.
Well, I have to admit, Hector, I don't feel it. Maybe I look over at Pyrrha and do a little shrug.
I don't think I've ever felt Penia's light, so.
But, not really. Or to me, it doesn't feel like anything extra is amiss. It doesn't, right?
I just don't feel anything.
I just feel the same dog shit I always feel. Yeah. Maybe I step outside.
I can sort of draw some conclusions that due to, say, Valakai being on, like, the fireballs that I saw the other couple nights back, that the geese going off, and now this.
Some fucked up shit definitely has recently been happening in Valakai. Yeah.
So I can safely assume it's Yenda, or at least make that assumption.
If you want to, I am not the arbiter of what does and doesn't make sense to Hector. So if you think Hector would draw that conclusion, that's valid.
I just think, with the flames, with the...
She's the only other Penia connection you have in Borovia, too.
That's what I'm thinking. It's the only other Penia connection. So I think we need to get to Valakai soon.
Is something wrong?
Something is very wrong. There was an explosion in Valakai. It was on... Something happened. Keening, he's a fire mage, right? He uses... He's a fire...
He does a lot of different... Well, it could have been him.
He... It does do a lot of fire.
Yeah.
Keening does like fire.
it could have been him. Do you think?
Well, who else do you know in that town that can produce a fireball that I could see from here?
The geese went off. I nearly had a heart attack.
And who else is there?
Yenda. I would have been.
And now Penia is devastated.
I gesture to the rain that is falling, but and then no sun.
Yeah.
She's the only other one here that is as close to her as I.
How quickly can we get to Valakai?
You would know that better than anyone here. Yeah. It would take, because you don't have horses. Oh, no, you lost the horses.
We've lost the horses.
Yeah, it would take probably a week.
On foot, it'd be a week before we got there.
Honestly, it might be faster to get back to Kuchery. Get horses and then go on. But
maybe I ask Pyrrha. If we got back to Kuchery, you could get us horses.
It becomes increasingly difficult because not only have I already borrowed some horses, but we're not returning with those horses.
That's fair.
But considering we recently came into a bit of money, I'm sure I could wrangle it.
But we still have suggested up to Kuchery. All of that.
Yeah.
Leaving all that is like a pregnant pause. But we still have all of...
You heard... You did something to Kuchery.
Yeah.
We heard these screams yesterday.
I just point to the scarecrow, I guess. And it's like, I guess, grab what you can.
Yeah.
We head to Kuchery. Where's Tapos?
Tapos returns after breakfast.
We could split up.
I nod.
Like, some of us could head back to Valakai, see what's going on, and the rest could figure out what...
Meet up with Elanial and Cribbit.
Find out what's going on in Kuchery.
Speak Elanial, Tapos says. Morning.
Yes.
Go find a tree, put your hand up against it. Yep. You immediately feel Elanial there on the other side of the tree.
Do I feel anyone else there? Now that I'm aware...
How busy is the tree?
How busy is the line?
I mean, you can be trying to pay attention, but it's not really something you know. Mm. This is not a magic you're very familiar with.
Yeah, right.
So, unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do.
Yeah, I can understand. Lenny.
Took you a while, she says.
Yeah, something has...
Dawn.
Wow. She's in a mood.
Something else is on my mind. How are things? Where are you?
We're on our way to Valakai.
Good.
Maybe a bit over halfway at this point. Good. I've been trying to ride as fast and as hard as we can, but we've encountered a few people on the road and they wanted to hear Cribbit play the dog. She says.
Did they bring a dog for that purpose?
That's up to Hector.
I'll never know.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, his reputation precedes him.
Mm.
I think something is dreadfully wrong in Valakai. We need to head to Kuchiri, and then we will send a few of us that way.
Okay. Who's coming?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't know. I'll let you know tomorrow morning.
Okay. She says. Okay. She says. You are. There's like a lot. It's very pregnant. Mm-hmm. You are. She is also very, very pregnant.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, I mean, the silence is very, very mm-hmm. pregnant. It's a telepathic communication, and it's mostly just words, but there is. Just a very, like, the aftershocks of emotion as well. You rapidly experience a lot. Elenio just had a massive flurry of emotion. It began as just a little quibble of, like, not Gora Blushin, please. But then there was, you briefly see Iona Mirthsong's face, and then there's, like big... A lot of conflicted emotion, and then Elenial, all right, and then she pulls out. When you do that, you have just a millisecond to comprehend what was going on with Elenial, and then alabaster. Alabaster skin and golden hair, and then the extra hand withdraws.
Alabaster skin. So it's alabaster. Okay, they're on their way to Valakai.
That's good. Somebody's going. Do you think it's worthwhile sending... Some of us. I mean, if anyone was to go, I mean, it's like I'm aware that we kind of left the father tongue situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
sort
yeah.
of like
father tongue.
Pay attention. Maybe I say as such. I mean, we left the father tongue situation in Valakai sort of,
the king of
unaddressed. And that's sort of, I mean, it was more of your wheelhouse. I guess if. If we are to split up, I could stay here and
we still need to go to the Amber Temple.
Right. Yeah, that sort of needs to be you, too.
We still need to...
Yeah, you can't really be in two places at once. I mean, I could go there, but I don't know what I'm going to do when I come up against the father of old man tongue.
King.
King of tongues. I mean, that's... You could tell me, I guess, but... I've shrugged.
I can, but Yenda's the expert in this.
We rely on Elenial and Cribbit, I say. Which, you know.
We need to.
It's just a week's travel. What would it be by horse?
By horse, probably half that. So 3 or 4 days, depending on distractions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Week's travel by on foot, half that on horseback.
There is so much to get done in Kuchiri. We still have this. We do not know what's happened to Esmeralda. There is still a tinkerer or something like that. The gnome or the halfling that is being persuaded to work in the...
A shrug.
The abattoir. There is the king's guard.
Yeah.
There is Iona.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot going on in both places.
And... Alabaster. It's not. It wasn't a name. I thought it was a name. It's not.
Sorry.
The whatever the entity that is listening in on the conversations.
Alabaster.
I thought it was a name. It's a name I have not heard for a long, long time. It was my family name, but it is. I thought it was a connection there somehow. But
I have not gone by that since it's given to the church. But it wasn't that. It was skin. It was his gold.
A white skin?
White skin and gold hair. White skin, gold hair.
Does that ring a bell for me?
Alabaster skin and golden hair does not sound like a Dark Places creature.
No.
Unless it's some sort of subterranean one you've not heard of.
Doesn't ring any bells.
Does it, like, ring any bells for myself? Or is it, because I'm thinking, like, you know, is that, like, golden hair could potentially be, like, holy, right? Or is it very much, like, a feeling of not necessarily, I guess, like, like, evil or positive?
It was not kind actually of, really necessarily. Yeah. There are a lot of sort of angels and deva that just most actually just don't follow that sort of guideline,
if you will. Mm.
But there are also, devils and demons which do follow that guideline.
Tricky.
So it really doesn't actually mean anything.
Okay. Pale skin,
golden hair.
Yeah. Anyway, let's.
I don't know.
How's everybody feeling at the moment?
Oh, yeah, everyone had a short rest. Did anyone have hit points from that short rest?
I don't think I did. I think I've used up all mine.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you don't. Let me check Tarpos. How are you going there? Oh, Tarpos has got a bit, and she's going to use them all because
she's in
needs
trouble.
Them.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tarpos recovers 28 hit points.
Nice.
She's on half hit points.
Well, yeah. Damn.
And Gorob Lushan have used all of theirs.
Sweet. So what day are we?
What are we at?
I've used up all my hit dice.
Yep.
Day four.
Hey, we're getting there. Adam, I'd like to combine some angel feathers, a malachite, and some rope of tentacles. The angel feathers and malachite for healing, to double heal or whatever, and then the rope of tentacles for seeking, so that it seeks everybody's specific wounds.
That is a strained version of the definition of seeking. So that's going to increase the difficulty, just letting you know.
I just don't think I have anything else really that I could add to it that's going to make it stronger for everyone. So I'll just do that.
Well, you can always add water and then not use up that ingredient.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's do that. I'll use
Unless
water.
You, I mean, seeking will be a bonus, but it will increase the difficulty.
Yeah, no. Let's just use water. Let's right. play it safe.
You succeed.
Nice.
You craft a basic healing
grenade.
Yeah, grenade. Everyone heals 4 hit points.
Oh, well.
Hey, that's something.
It'll do. I throw it at the ground in the wagon.
Piran finally healed. Oh. I needed those.
Yes. Do you want to collect the gesture to the coins of spewing out of the.
What the hell's going on here?
Giant scarecrow?
Yeah.
See if there's anything else of value. And oh yeah, can I look up my? Can I like inspect my pants?
Oh, did I tell you what? No, I didn't tell you what they do.
No.
All right. So they have 3 charges, which are renewed at dawn, and each charge gives you advantage on either a medicine or a nature check.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll search the scarecrow in the rain.
Okay.
Just to see, you know, for loot. No, I know I can't get alchemical ingredients from it.
Oh, and one more thing. Sorry. Also, with the leggings now, the effective armor you are getting from this is going up. So right now we're using hide armor as like a basic idea of how much armor it's giving you. And you can now increase that to breastplate. So you get an extra 2 AC.
Yes. That's awesome. Lucky duck.
Lucky duck indeed.
Obviously, you're not, you are wearing a breastplate, but you're not literally wearing the breastplate armor. You're just getting the equivalent AC.
Prior, when somebody would whack you in the legs with a sword, it would hurt.
Yeah.
Now it dinks off the armor.
Pretty much.
Is there anything in the Mondo Defender?
In the Mondo Defender, you unfortunately...
No alchemical ingredients. But
yeah,
just,
between the razor hail and the fucking... the
deforming arrow, yeah.
So you recover, as I said, 100 gold pieces. Mm-hmm. 900 silver, is someone writing this down?
We were giving it to Piran, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Piran can take care of it. I'll write it down, though, Adam. will I remember where I wrote it down?
No, only one person writes it down, and it's Piran who's getting it now.
Okay. Yeah. Piran's
100
it.
Silver, 100 gold, 900
That's
silver.
So much
and
silver.
1,000 copper. Yeah, it's quite a lot. Gorob Lushan, can you do me a favor?
Yes, of course! You puny idiot!
All right, calm down. I'm not Lushan. Carry this for me.
Of course, a chance for a wizard supreme to show up the first barbarian.
Right.
Well, wouldn't that be the first time that ever happened?
Good stuff.
Lushan gives a big eye roll and looks at you, Pip, as if like, check out this idiot. Thinks he's stronger? Stronger than a wizard supreme?
Don't look at me. I'm not on either of your sides.
Gorob looks at you, Hector, and says,
look at him! He thinks he could be stronger than a barbarian, a first barbarian.
I want to give like just just like no emotion, just a very stone face, and just looking pointedly at the two dwarves, being like, "I'm going to go check on Iris." Turn and just go back into the like upturned wagon.
Oh my god!
You encounter Iris sobbing softly to herself. She's rocking backwards and forwards and looking at her hands.
Come on, little one. We're heading up to up north now. It's going to be okay.
If I have a cloak or kind of just like wrap them around her shoulders if I haven't already, and just kind of try and get them to move. Have they eaten anything?
They've not eaten anything. No.
If you can, was there like some warm rat soup or something that we've had over for breakfast?
Do we have any strawberry tea left?
Or some strawberry tea left.
You probably
basically
have a bit of strawberry
like
tea.
Something. Yeah. I'm thinking something just hot.
Yeah.
And just to be like, I understand you probably don't want to have anything right now, but if you could please just have a sip.
You are not going to be able to get Iris to eat anything.
Okay.
It's kind of a battle to actually, no, you've unfortunately didn't roll very well. So this was a persuasion check if you would like to do something. She's not eating and she's not moving.
How about a medicine check?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll use one of my charges of my pants.
Okay. What are you trying to do with the medicine?
So basically trying to figure out, I guess, what is going on, if there's anything I can do that can persuade them or that I can do to try and
What a very
bad roll.
Bad roll, yeah. This does not bode well for these pants. You got a 1 and a 3, buddy.
Ooh.
And your medicine is plus 1. So this will be quite the fail. Do you have anything? Do you have anything else?
Could I do 2 charges?
Unfortunately not, no.
That's a shame. That's a real bummer.
I'm gonna cash in this good boy card of
right
tool for the job, Adam.
Oh, great opportunity.
I have the right tool for the job.
Realizing there's no way you're gonna be able to get her to eat or move on her own, you in the wagon, you do a big and you stand up and your head, the back of your head brushes against a bit of fabric. It surprises you, so you turn around and you see that there is a papoose.
Okay, well, sure.
Put on the papoose.
Hell
and
yes.
With as much care and as kind of as gentle as I can, I will try to get Iris into the papoose.
She is very despondent, so you're able to quite easily get her into the papoose. She doesn't struggle or fight it really at all. And then you, probably tuck her legs and arms because they're longer than yours.
Yeah,
and then you stand up and you step out into the rain.
There's nothing else in the scarecrow, I say. We looked. Shall we gesture up the road?
Yes, I know it now.
That's nifty, I say, gesturing to the papoose.
Yes, found it in the wagon.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
You make your way onwards. Encounter check. No encounters. You get to the Selenka Pass without any trouble.
That's great.
It's the, as you saw previously, it's the gate with the gargoyles atop it. As you approach, one of the guards steps forward. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Yeah.
Highs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Highs?
Yeah.
Yes.
The two guards you can see are both very, very flayed.
The
their chin and lips are completely removed of all skin, and you can see the muscle and sinew beneath. As you approach, Piran looks at the two of you. Or Piran takes a couple... Piran, no. Piran would have been in front to go talk to them. But he now lags back a little bit so that he's in between the two of you. I don't know these two, and they look like fanatics.
Does that mean they won't let us pass?
They're probably not going to, no.
But if we pray to the flayed god, the dragon.
Are you saying we convince them?
Oh, yeah, like, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, like last time.
All right, we had worked once before.
Sure, all right. Well then, would you like then, Hector, to take the lead? I know you're the only one here who cares about gods, but you're also the one who knows about gods.
Yeah. I know. I took a step forward, then I'm now leading the party.
Okay.
Tough day for him.
Yeah, dude. Tough week.
Yeah, it's a tough life.
Yeah, well.
Mm. Anyway.
All right.
Kieran whistles a merry tune. Hector, you approach the two guards. One of them stands forward and says, business.
Was it the flayed god, the flayed dragon, or the flayed?
It's many different names. Flayed god and the flayed dragon are both acceptable.
We're here to worship the flayed dragon.
Supplicants.
Yes.
I just sort of wait expectantly, like, what am
they also seem to be waiting expectantly.
What do I think that means? Well, both myself as Zammit and Hector are asking.
So does Zammit not know what the word supplicants means?
Yeah, in this situation, what?
So a supplicant is, in a religious context, the supplicant would be someone who's kind of like a pilgrim almost.
Yeah.
But it implies a lot more deference to the god, okay, I suppose.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. We are that.
Hector, they seem to be waiting for you to do something.
Oh, my God.
They want me to flay myself.
You're
going
to have to flay yourself.
Prestidigitation.
Yes.
Is that a cantrip?
That is a cantrip.
Yeah.
I would like to.
Whoa, how'd I do that?
Yeah.
Whoa, how I do that. Another good boy card with prestidigitation. Somehow being like, in my mind.
Uh-huh.
Not under my breath.
Uh-huh.
Reaching out to Penia.
Uh-huh.
Anywhere, and I'm like, Penia, I need your guidance and help in these trying times. And with that, mechanically, I'd like to cast what's minor illusion? Is that a first?
Yeah, I think that'd be a first level spell.
Is there any cantrip, that's illusion. Or can I use prestidigitation?
Don't know if... Well, what's your goal here?
Basically, I'd like to make it look like I'm flaying my fingers. Or a hand, or just one little tiny pinky.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Okay.
Yes.
You attempt to use prestidigitation to maybe because prestidigitation can soil clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are wearing gloves, definitely. So you reach out and make it look like the gloves are stained with blood.
Perfect.
Okay. The two guards look at each other, look back at you, and say, yes, pilgrim. And then they gesture. Clearly, this is what they wanted you to do. To the seal of the flayed god.
Okay.
Kneel.
I kneel.
If you don't remember, there is a portcullis, or a curtain, rather, of green flames. When you do that, the green flames part.
Have we picked up any kind of, like, basically, like, you know, like, the, and peace be with you, but for the flayed god, while we've been around in Kutcher in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, there is an expression.
Mm. He is flaying through you.
And also to flay.
Flays to meet you.
I'm so scared you're going to get flayed, dude. It seems so... Oh, my God. At least you kind of give Penny a bit of forewarning. You're like, hey, I'm doing this. I'm not an accident.
Crossing
I'm not
your fingers behind your back.
Yeah, I'm not suddenly worshipping the flayed god. Don't worry.
We just got to get through this bullshit.
Yeah.
Skin removed. horrible stuff.
Kneel down, and as I stand up, skin removed.
They look down at you. Or the one standing next to you, the one that stepped forward, looks down at you and says, skin removed. And they let you through.
Excellent.
Skin removed to you too. Sliding back.
Skin removed. Skin removed! remove skin.
Okay.
You proceed through the Selenka Pass.
Whew.
And past the gateway, there's no encounters. So you get safely to Kutri.
Fantastic. Mm.
What's the state?
Honestly, it doesn't look changed from the outside.
All right, that's good.
Excellent news. All right, well, then I guess nothing major happened.
Yeah, you see, on the road in, there is almost in the identical spot that you saw last time, there is a beggar. It's obviously not the same beggar. That person is dead.
Yeah.
But there is a beggar with a little cup for alms. Mm-hmm. And as you approach, Piran says, this is a contact of mine. Hang on.
Should we be, do we need to be not seen together, Piran? Or what do you need to do?
It's okay. It should be safe. Piran looks around. Yeah. He's made him a little suspicious.
Okay.
No, I think I'd rather you close to me if this is a trap. Piran, as you approach, you can see there's a piece of paper in the cup. Mm-hmm. Piran puts a coin in the cup and takes the piece of paper. And he unrolls it and reads it as you continue.
Cool.
He says,
Any,
interesting.
Everything all good or?
The news?
Well, it's good news, kind of, after a fashion. So.
Good news for me or good news for you?
Well, it's good news for both of us, for all of us, but you're not going to like how it happened, basically.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Just like rubbing my snout.
Yeah.
What now?
The princess, she has I already knew this. She has a lot of, well, we already obviously knew this. She has a lot of experiments going on, yada, yada, yada. A lot of them are with undead.
Yes.
She's created a lot of little undead minions running around.
She created the Bogman, yes.
Well, that's it appears yesterday she lost control of them.
Oh, for good?
Not for good. She has reestablished control. Took a little while. A lot of people died, but a lot of them were destroyed. And also it's caused a bit of chaos. So people are a little disquiet. But yeah,
How many numbers died? Wise?
Well, Kutri has a population of about, a standing population of about 25,000. Hard to say. There's not a lot of
census.
Yeah, census going on. I mean, I think I've probably done the first one Kutri's ever seen. But anyway, neither here nor there.
Yes.
Anyway, it would appear that about a tenth of the population died.
Aye.
With more wounded.
Oh. Okay.
Anya.
But another good news is that a lot of it was centered on places that we already kind of needed to disrupt. The abattoir.
Okay.
Where.
Okay.
Holy crap, if numbers are to be believed, a lot of people died. The abattoir, the general store, where there's a delightful, I was going to tell you about this, but there's a delightful little chap named Tiny, who is kind of like a guard in the general store. He's some undead of some fashion, I don't really know. But anyway, he went crazy and killed a bunch of people in the general store. But now the owner of the general store, the supply store,
yes.
Lod,
yeah.
is, well, people aren't happy with him.
How does that benefit us?
Well, because he works
For Lord Miller. Right.
Yeah, well, he works for the sheriff.
Yes. Sure. Okay.
And any of them, did they survive?
All of the power players are still around, unfortunately.
Oh, it couldn't have been that.
And I imagine the town guard would have been sort of armed to deal with.
Oh, yeah, the town guard for the most part are fine. But a few of, they did take a bit of a knocking. Not many people that I was associated with died.
Right.
So my power base has been largely unaffected. Also, so we have a friend to meet.
Yes.
In the commotion, Esmeralda escaped.
Oh, that is great news.
She's
okay.
in the cabin waiting for us.
Well, that's a wonderful
story. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.